Jocelyn, J-O, Joycelyn, J-O-Y-C-E-L-Y-N. Last name, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, 722-62. Miss Joseph is a 61-year-old woman with history of dementia, COPD, hypertension, coronary artery disease, osteoporosis. She is originally from Louisiana. She used to be a housekeeper most of her life. She lives with her daughter at this time. She has three children, two girls and one boy, period. Any paragraph? She's a heavy smoker. She doesn't drink alcohol, period. Her medications include Namenda, 10 milligrams once a day. Fosamax, 70 milligrams weekly. Tylenol PRN, omeprazole, 40 milligram a day. Gabapentin, 100 milligram TID. let's see, trazodone, 50 milligram at night. Amlodipine, 5 milligram at bedtime. Celexa, 20 milligram a day. Benztropine, 1 milligram a day. Coric, 3.25 twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Those are her medication. Allergy, penicillin. Family history: dad died of pneumonia, mom died of throat cancer. medical issues, as I mentioned, COPD, hypertension, coronary artery disease, angina, DJD, gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, depression, dementia, and chronic pain. Surgery, recently, about 5 months ago, had a right above the knee amputation because of a staph infection, has peripheral vascular disease as well. COVID immunization is up to date, review of system. She states that she has lost at least 10 pounds in the past month. She has increased pain, shortness of breath, continues to smoke, is not on oxygen, does not have a nebulizer. The shortness of breath is worse with activity. Has been feeling wobbly, in quotation, walking around. Has had a couple of falls recently at her daughter's house. Has had history of chest pain with angina. Takes nitroglycerin on a PRN basis. Has issues with anxiety and keeps her from going to sleep, especially when she doesn't get her trazodone. An exam, blood pressure is 140 over 97, O2 sat 96%, 18 respiration and febrile, heart pulses, one pulses, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, right above the knee amputation, noted left extremity shows no edema, with decreased pulse. Assessment, Ms. Joseph is a 61-year-old woman with COPD, dementia, shortness of breath, anxiety, and behavioral issues, period. In paragraph, she has issue with insomnia, chronic pain, requires medications around the clock to allow her to sleep and feel comfortable living at home, period. Her anxiety is controlled with the help of Celexa, 20 milligram, and currently taking pain medications for pain, period. She has a history of gastroesophageal reflux, which she's taking omeprazole for, and osteoporosis on Fosamax at this time, period. Her pain is controlled both with Tylenol and gabapentin. Because of her history of psychiatric issues in the past, she has tardive dyskinesia and is taking Cogentin with some help, period. Her blood pressure is not controlled on the current dose of Norvasc, but I don't believe she's taking her medication at this time. She tells me she's not sure exactly what she's taking, period. Patient is edentulous, is not able to eat a lot of different food, nevertheless has lost 10 pounds in the past month, period.